Now, being a rock musician in the communist 1980s was a tough life, as you can hear in this week's Arts with Rosie Johnson.
This sort of music may not make for the easiest of listening, and the title of the song Palvo Tsuj Haizla, which is something like piss off, jerk, might not sound like the most welcoming upon first read. But it's a good example of Czech new wave rock of the 1980s. The band Jasná Páka, one of the best known proponents of the new wave in this country, and one of the communist regime's biggest thorns in the side. Jasná Páka reunited this week for a one-off concert to open a new exhibition at Prague's Pop Museum called Nová Vlna se Starým Obsahem, New Wave, Old Content. It charts the secret police's attempts to clamp down on rock bands of the 1980s and the way that such bands struck back. Aleš Opikar is the head of the Pop Museum. He told me about the conditions that rock bands of the period were working under.
Každá skupina musela mít takzvaného zřizovatele. Museli mít přehrávky, to znamená před nějakou komisí.
Each group had to have its own supervisor. They had to play in front of a commission, which then asked them some difficult and uncomfortable questions, including some about their political beliefs. And then they received a stamp which said that they could legally play concerts. But the worst thing was that these bands were constantly monitored, and they were constantly under pressure too. They were always having to ask themselves if this word or that word in their song was a little bit daring, and whether they could be banned from playing because of it. So bands looked for other ways of expressing themselves between the lines.
At Wednesday's opening, there was a lot of long hair, so I fitted right in, and several underground rock music legends. I asked Aleš Opikar for a rundown on who was who on the Czech rock scene at the time.
Na prvním místě bych asi jmenoval skupinu Jasná Páka, která tady hraje o Patrovíš.
In the first place, I'd recommend Jasná Páka, who are going to play here tonight. They were never allowed to record legally, so we don't have any official tapes of them. And then I'd probably say Pražský Výběr, who do have one quality professionally recorded album. And then thirdly, I'd say Máma Bubo, who had all sorts of projects going on the side, some minimalist sounding things, some forays into reggae, and even some electronica. Finally, I'd also mention Precedence, who were more into new romantic sounding stuff.
Která byla do new romance, novoromantická.
Petr Hraboš Hrabálek has a nickname which means vole in English and was one of the organisers of the Nová Vlna se Starým Obsahem exhibition.
If I wanted to get to know more about rock of the 1980s, Czech rock of the 1980s, who would I listen to? Who would you recommend?
Me? Yeah, I was played in one underground band, Křečovy Žíly, very cool Zwains in English, yeah. And
lovely.
I know. after very cool Zwains, the stop of very cool Zwains because this band is destroyed. Yeah, I made the new band, hardcore band Nashrot. We played only on official actions, yeah, and we officially doesn't exist for Bolshevik, yeah, and more people was in STB on a výslechy,
like,
interrogations, yeah, and after end of this band, because the people went to the 2 years army service.
As part of your exhibition, I saw there was one wall dedicated to, say, British, British punk and British music of the time. Did, say, British or American punk and these musical movements, did it have an effect on the Czech music scene, on the Czech rock scene?
Yeah, yeah. it was the FX, yeah. From West, emigrants send the long plays, albums from this music, and people in Czechoslovakia, young people in Czechoslovakia, listen to this music and oh wow, it's not art rock, it's not hard rock. We tried with Czech lyrics, the same music with Czech lyrics, and we see, yeah, and they see.
maybe you can tell me in what ways being a rock star in the Czech Republic in the 1980s, or Czechoslovakia in the 1980s, was different from being Johnny Rotten or one of the Sex Pistols. Did Czech rock stars have different considerations and different things to think about than, say, a British rock star?
They tried to be similar, like this is like this English bands or rock stars. They try to dress it, yeah, to dress it like English stars, punk stars. they tried to make the same music, yeah, but with it's important, but with Czech lyrics, yeah, Czech lyrics, the same information, but in our language, yeah.
Počkej za rok, za dvě leta, zapomeneš na muziku. Bude ti žena cinkat, bude ti žena cinkat na jazyku.
There was a fair amount of nostalgia at the opening of Nová vlna se starým obsahem. But what about Aleš Opekar? Does he think the 1980s were a golden age for Czech rock, which is now long gone?
Samozřejmě ta situace komunistického Československa byla pro rockovou hudbu.
Well, obviously the situation in communist Czechoslovakia was a very bad one as far as rock music was concerned, because there was no space for freedom of expression, and groups didn't earn money by sounding good or being talented, but instead because they were opportunistic. You could only make money out of music if you were willing to pander to those in charge. So I don't think that this was just such a wonderful time for rock music here.
But maybe the picture wasn't as bleak as all that.
Na druhé straně je pravda, že ty stísněné podmínky pomáhaly odkryt jakousi vegetativní funkci rockové.
On the other hand, it is true that these difficult conditions managed to bring out the sort of primitive essence of rock music. Even in such conditions, it was possible for bands to survive and express some sort of opposition to the regime. So rock music's unaesthetic and uncommercial purpose was fulfilled here during this period. The music really did stand for something, and it was made by people who didn't care if it would make them money or not. People made this music for their own personal reasons and really communicated with the public in this way. So from that point of view, this era is a very interesting one. There were lots of groups, a lot of good groups, and the conditions they were working in forced them to express themselves honestly.
Ty podmínky je nutily tvořit upřímně.
Bands like Jasná Páka may not have been free to write and play as they wished throughout the New Wave's heyday in the 1980s, but somehow the band still managed to become a household name and a favourite amongst many Czechs who look set to visit what seems to be becoming a very popular exhibition indeed.